Here is a screenshot of one of the first new additions. This is the CSSRS screener for the full assessment as well as the reassessment forms. You will see on the left side screening questions as well as identification of risk level. What's great about this tool is that the risk level will automatically be calculated depending on how you answer questions 1 through 6. For this particular case, all questions with the exception of number 2 were answered no, placing client at low risk. And due to the client falling in the low risk category, question number 7 does not need to be completed. On the right, you have risk factors and protective factors. Please check all that apply and ensure that what is identified in these sections correlate with the information included throughout the assessment document. Please note that the CSSRS lifetimes are still available in Welligent and are up to clinical judgment for use in addition to what has been included in these assessment documents. Please refer to the Danger to Self policy should there be any additional questions. And one final note, information included in this section is vital for the purpose of evaluating safety and treatment planning. Should a client be screened as high risk, the expectation is for there to be continuous follow-up as well as a safety plan. This tool is meant to be helpful not only for the clinical staff, but the client as well.